Oh, what do we have here? Another hunter come to slay the monster in the hills. But there's something different about you. Just what could it be? Ah, a few things. You're green. And on top of that, a woman. A young woman. Nothing more than a girl. Now, tell me, girl, why has a young woman taken up a sword and come into my lair to slay me? Have I killed off all the men already? How adorable. I think I may have you before I take your life. I do so enjoy the taste of a young woman once in a while. But I'd still much prefer a nice human cock inside me before I kill. There's nothing quite like watching the life fade from a man's eyes while he's balls deep and unloading inside me. Oh, what is that I smell? Oh, not only a warrior, but a virgin too. We could have a lot of fun before the inevitable. Look into my eyes, girl. Drop the sword. Now, gaze at my body. Take in every curve, every perfect arch. The way the firelight licks across my soft skin. I am the embodiment of lust. Creature of desire, made for one singular purpose, to fuck. And feed, of course, but fucking is the better part. Nothing like a post-coital snack after draining a man of all of his precious essence. But now a girl stands before me. Walking right into my nest. A girl that is now my erotic prey. Come, sweet girl. Come to my bed. In case you foolishly didn't know, which you clearly didn't, succubuses have rather powerful spells. Magic enough to make the clothes from your virgin body disintegrate into oblivion. I've had plenty of virgin boys, but a girl, so smooth, so unblemished. You're simply picturesque, my dear. I'll have mercy, sweet girl. Since you are unspoiled, I'll be kind before I end you. It's okay. Just let it happen. Embrace me. Embrace pure lust. Your lips. You've never kissed anyone before, have you, sweet girl? You taste so good. Such a pretty, kissable little mouth. It makes me tingle with how your pussy must taste. But first I'll touch it. I want you flowing with juices before my appetizer. As a man ever touched you like this, or even kissed down your neck to your perky little pretty breasts. No, does it feel good? How about when I suck your hardening nipples? Don't hold back, sweet girl. Moan for me. Let my lips and fingers take you from this world and into one of pure pleasure. This is my world, my existence. There is nothing but pleasure. Everything is ecstasy. Oh, you're getting so very wet. My fingers are soaked in silkiness. Let's have a taste. Oh, such a sweet girl. I need more. Down, down, lower, and lower. Virgin pussy. Smells much like virgin cock. Sweetness. Perhaps I need to give up on the cock and just eat virgin pussy for the rest of my existence. No. A succubus needs cock to survive. I could stay down here forever, sweet girl, drinking your delicious juices. Alas, I must kill you. But before that, I'd like you to take a look at my hard cock. What? You assumed the succubi were female? Well, we are. But we also possess a very powerful magic. Now, relax, sweet girl. Let me take your virginity. Hush, sweet girl. Of course it hurts. Just take it. I can't have you dying a virgin. No one deserves that fate. Oh, but God, you are tight. No wonder men are such sex-crave fools. Oh, that and the beauty of womankind. I bet you had all the boys of the village at your feet, doing anything you asked. Innocent, pure, sweet girl. Ah, oh, I am so honored to be the first one to taste you. The first one to fuck the virginity from your perfect little cunt. Oh, apologies. The lust consumes me. But sweet girl, you must understand what I'm feeling. Oh, sweet human girl. Getting close. Both your end and my rhapsody. Oh, gods, my cock, it's... Sweet girl, you smile. Did you enjoy it after all? I bet you... You, a secret blade in your tied hair. How did you know to kill succubus during its post-coital bliss? Virgin, bitch.